Some of these are trained as artists, so they went to the university to study arts in Syria. And some of them are professionals who've studied other careers. One of them is an economist, but he's also an artist as well. One studied media and Arabic literature. And so they come from different walks of life. They come from different cities and towns. Some of them are from Aleppo in the far north, some from Damascus, some from Dara in the south, just across the border from Jordan. And they just basically represent a collage of what different people and their experiences are like in these homes and towns, cities, but have come together to share a new vision.
You said the title or the name of the exhibit, Stamps of Hope, was given to you by the artists themselves. What other message did they want to send?
They really stress the message of peace. And to them, that takes priority because they see art as a messenger and a messenger that carries the message of peace. That's what one of the artists told me. You can't sit down in front of a campus and paint anything unless you are at peace with some parts of you that allow you to even sit down and be composed enough to carry the brush and start painting. And so I understand how much they stress the message of peace, and they have a vision of a future that would include new hopes and dreams for their children. A lot of them have children, and they want their children to have a brighter future.
By just looking here and coming in, I noticed artwork of faces. Do they represent somebody in the artist's lives, or is it self-portraits? Tell me a little bit more about the faces that we see reflected on the artwork.
When people live in a refugee camp, they live within very close proximity to one another. And so the faces are everywhere around the instant someone steps outside from their living space. They can see the children sitting in front of the tents or playing. A child who's been displaced from home has lost a part of themselves, and that shows in their eyes. For example, the image that has the little girl who had to flee her home, and she left her bird pet behind. And you can see it in her eyes that she is very sad, but to me, the pet is a piece of herself that she left behind, something she was very passionate about that no longer is accessible to her, and it's very well portrayed in her eyes. The images of faces are, I think that's what draws people in, and they really portray the eyes very nicely in the sense that you can't help but feel as if you are standing in front of the human being itself and you're drawn to come closer.
What message do you personally want to bring to the college here, but also the community at large here in Springfield and in surrounding areas by bringing this to us?
Mm. This is a quote that I sent our gallery director to. He wanted to print this and add it as a decoration to this exhibit. And I always think that art touches our humanity in the most gentle and tender ways, in very peaceful ways. And so this is my message, is that I want people to come out and view this exhibit and not just see it with their eyes, but to experience it with their hearts. Because there is something in it that will touch them and transform a part of them. And to have a sense of how we share so much as human beings across the world that is far more greater and more significant than our differences.